Hey, what is going on? Of course, to all of my fine metal friends out there, my freaks, what's going on? Of course, it is me, Belasian Quita, and I want to welcome you guys, of course, to the debut of the Curvy Metalhead Show here on Podomatic. And where do I begin? Because this has been a very, very long time coming, and I'm sure many of you are new to who I am. So let me explain who I am, my friends. So I am Belasian Quita. I am known as the Belasian plus size metalhead. I am known as the Joan Rivers of metal. That's what I call myself because I don't hold back. You know, when it comes to how I feel about an album or how I feel about a story that's going on in rock and metal, you know, I bring alternative sounds and multicultural opinions. Now, I am a very multifaceted person, so I do talk about other genres on my show on YouTube. Check it out, youtube.com/BelasianQuita. And for example, I just did a review of Cardi B's latest album, which is called Invasion of Privacy. So I'm a very multifaceted person, but no matter what I listen to, and one thing you guys will learn about me as we go along this journey of this program is that I am a very unconventional, like unconventional, if I can talk today. Sorry guys, it's been a long day. But I'm a very unconventional metalhead. I am someone that I listen to everything, but my heart and my soul still comes back to the awesomeness that is rock and the awesomeness that is metal. Now, another aspect of this show where I talk about multicultural opinions is this component that is called SIN, okay? And SIN stands for Smart Intelligent News, and me being a person of color in metal is not always an easy thing, and it's something that I feel doesn't always get talked about. Now, I would say in my past, I kind of gave up on the multicultural perspective, but the reason why I kind of gave up on it was because I really was not at the level of maturity, in my opinion, to really talk about it until now. And I finally feel in my life too. I'll share certain things about my life. I have another segment on this program that's called Metalhead Life Lessons. And one thing that I've kind of learned, guys, through my journey throughout life is sometimes you just have to take a break. I had so much stress going on in my life. I was driving myself crazy and I was losing myself and I was losing my passion. And this was shocking for me to say. I was losing my passion for rock and metal, and it was because of people like me listening to people who are trying to tell me how I should be and how I should act and what I should do. And that's one thing I want to talk about is if you choose to become a personality through social media, one aspect of it is you're always going to have people's quote unquote opinions of how you should be, how you should act. You need to lose weight, you need to gain weight. And for that response, I say, you know what? Screw that. I do this show because I love it. I enjoy it. I love all the people that I get to interview. And it's a blessing in itself that I have been given the opportunity to do a show like this. And I really think it's time for a show like this, and this is not me tooting my own horn, but I really think it's important to have a show like this, to have a alternative, unconventional metalhead kind of show where it goes beyond just the music and we really talk about the lifestyle and some of the things that can occur when you are an alternative person. And it's even tougher when you're plus size. And we're going to talk about that, the smart intelligent news component. And don't forget, we'll get that rock and metal. But I just want to spend a little time explaining what this show is about. And guys, one thing that we do here on the Curvy Metalhead Show is we play awesome new music. I completely forgot at the beginning, the intro that you just heard is coming from an awesome band called, the song is called Suffer Someday by Scomber. So that's Scomber, really awesome band. And I love the opening part of their song. And I was like, you know what? That would make a great intro for this show. And that is what I decided to do. But guys, we got some really good music coming up here from just new stuff here. We have Infinity with Robots versus the Wooden Chairs Part 2. Try saying that 10 times. We also have some new music from Blacklist 9 called Madness. Some real good aggressive stuff. Oh, I love that stuff that makes me want to like pull my wig off and put it back on and then take it off again. That's what Blacklist 9 does to me, damn it. I swear. They are freaking awesome. And then finally, who would have thought folk metal in Canada? Really? I got a really cool band, which is our featured band of the week. And they are called Forsaken Rite with Hero's Path. And if you really are like a super geek and a super nerd like myself, I love folk metal. Folk metal is my soul. It is what I live for. And Forsaken Rite is such a great band, guys. So we're going to play the latest song, The Hero's Path. We're going to have a real good time. And of course, for our segment on smart, intelligent news here, Sin, guys, I got to tell you, what the hell is going on in America right now? Because this was an interesting story that I found from Newsweek in regards to a survey that found that nearly 20% of Americans seem to have an issue with interracial marriage. Probably interracial dating too. And that really bothers me because, hey, I like white guys, I like Asian guys, I like Latino guys. Like, if you have good health insurance and you smell good and you got that nice, good Jesus hair, or even if you have that nice short hair too, it doesn't matter. I'll talk to you. We'll make it happen. No kidding. yeah, me being a thirsty hoe. But you know, that's how it goes on this classy show, let me tell you. So let's kick it off with my man here, Infinity, with Robots versus the Wooden Chairs Part 2, coming off of his up-and-coming debut album, The Possibilities Are Endless. Here on the Curvy Metalhead Show. We'll be right back. Friends, of course, you just heard some back-to-back metal goodness. Yes. You had one thing you'll realize about me that I am very, very animated and super extra. So if you don't like too much personality, then this show is not going to be for you. As Cardi B would say, okay, and ow. So, no, I'm being stupid here. You heard from Infinity with Robots versus the Wooden Chairs Part 2. Make sure, get that album when it comes out, okay? Representing Canada, okay? Canadian goodness. The possibilities are endless. And then after that, you heard from my boys, full of just John Cena, Ruthless Aggression, and that was Blacklist 9 with Madness. And yeah, definitely check out Infinity, of course. Infinity's Facebook is facebook.com/infinityband. And if you want to see some of that fine Instagram realness, instagram.com/infinityband. For my boys, Blacklist 9. Facebook.com/Blacklist9Music, and then their Instagram. So if you want to see all that white cocoa deliciousness goodness. No. Oh, I am such a messy hoe. I'm sorry, guys. But you can check them out at Instagram.com/Blacklist9. So Blacklist9. You know your girl's going to have all those links below. So you can get that good music goodness. Okay, before we get to our featured band of the week, and when I select a band for featured band of the week, also check out the youtube.com/BelasianQuita for the video version of the show, and also you get to see my beautiful face and learn more about Forsaken Rite and what I thought about the song that we're going to be playing later on called The Hero's Path. So, I digress. I'm beating around the bush. Let's get into some sin, shall we? Some smart, intelligent news. This is coming from Newsweek.com. Nearly 20% of Americans think interracial marriage is morally wrong, poll finds. It has been just more than 50 years since Loving versus Virginia, the landmark Supreme Court decision that banned state-level laws preventing interracial marriage. Yet in 2018, there are a large number of Americans, nearly 20%, who feel there is something wrong with interracial marriage, according to a new poll this week from YouGov. The survey of U.S. adults asked about the moral acceptability of various behaviors, regardless of the legality of the action. One of those behaviors was interracial marriage. 17% of respondents said interracial marriage was morally wrong, while 83% said it was morally acceptable. There was a bit of a divide along the party lines on the subject. This is what I'm not surprised by this. Okay, so 28% of Republicans and just 12% of Democrats replying that interracial marriage was morally wrong. Okay? You can read the rest of the article. I will have the link below. But the U.S. Okay, so let's break this down. Okay, so the YouGov survey, they polled 1,500 U.S. adults, and there was a margin of error of minus 3.1%, okay? So, we have to remember that this is not talking about everybody in America, but it still kind of bothers me, though, that in 2018, we still have this 20%. Now, look, I understand when it comes to interracial marriage or interracial dating, it's not going to be everybody's cup of tea. I can respect that. I am someone that is hashtag team interracial marriage, hashtag, you know, for those of you who know me from my YouTube show, you guys know that I am team Asian. You know, I am about those sexy Asian men out there. And you know, there are tons of people who are open to interracial marriage and interracial dating. But see, it's always this 20% that makes it so difficult sometimes, especially in society, for people to be more open and for inclusivity to actually happen. Inclusivity will never happen if we still have this 20% of people that can just not let things go. If you don't like interracial marriage, fine. That's your view and your opinion, and you have the right to that opinion. And just keep moving. I don't understand why there's just such an uproar about two people from two different cultures coming together. This is nothing new. This has been going on for generations. It's just like the whole craze right now. You guys have seen that on YouTube with black women being with white men. This is nothing new. This has been going on for generations. The only reason why people care about interracial anything is because, and this is just my opinion, it's because it's trendy. If entertainment makes it trendy, then there are going to be some people that are going to be like, oh my gosh, I'm team interracial too, when they weren't team interracial about a couple of years ago. And what I tell people though, is that if you support inclusion in America, if you support diversity in America, it goes beyond just, to me, I feel like you should support all communities. You know, so if you support interracial marriage, then you should also support the LGBTQIA community, which means you should also support Latinos. You should support all different communities, you know? And to me, interracial marriage and dating is not, and no pun intended here, but it's not a black-white issue. When you decide to get with someone of a different culture, you are immersing yourself in each other's culture, and it takes a very strong person, especially, I would say, to the white men out here, as an example, who are open and very proud to be with women of color, especially darker complected African American or African women. You have my props, because that is not easy to do because of all the historical ramifications that has really caused a very unnecessary divide between white people and the African and African American communities. But to me, the only way that interracial marriage and interracial dating will start to just become a little bit normalized is if we ignore this 20% and we just ignore the haters and we ignore the people that are causing a crutch for people to allow themselves to love who they love. I don't care if there are two black people together or two white people together. You do you. But just because, let's say, for example, for me, I choose to be with someone of a different culture, is not because, even though I joke on my show about this all the time, like some people think I have this like unhealthy obsession with Asian men. But for people who actually know me, they know that I have been like that since I was little, since I was in high school. I have always been attracted to Asian men, you know. I just recently started being attracted to Latino men, and that happens, like, when you get, you know, you start to grow, as you grow older, or as you grow, your opinions, your ideologies may change, you know. So what I'm hoping that this survey, you know, and this story coming out, I really hope that this kind of exposes that when people say, oh, America is diverse and everything is fine, not really. I mean, don't even get me started about how women are treated in this country. I mean, don't get me wrong. We are progressing a little bit, but we still have a lot of work to do in regards to the interracial sector of it. Like, just because I'm with someone of a different culture, for example, that doesn't mean that I'm looking at the relationship in a fantasy type of sense, because people who are in interracial unions or have interracial families, they really had to fight for it. They had to deal with, and still are dealing with, high amounts of ridicule, high amounts, especially, I feel bad for the kids, man, because depending on where you are in the world or in the U.S., unless you're in an environment where it's culturally inclusive and people understand, if you don't live in that type of environment, you really have to protect yourself. You have to, both of you have to be strong in order to make that relationship work. And you know, the other thing I've kind of learned about interracial relationships and marriage and all that, just from some of the study and research that I've done, you really know who your friends are is when you're with someone of a different race, of a different culture. You really know who your friends are, because to me, at the end of the day, yes, there are going to be differences between a same race couple and an interracial couple on certain things, but they're still a couple. They're still going to have arguments. They're still going to, you know, get up in the morning and eat cereal and do all the things that we do. So I just think that for America to move forward, we just have to ignore this 20% that thinks that it's not their cup of tea. Well, if it's not your cup of tea, that's fine. We, you know, you keep moving, I keep moving, and everything will be good, you know? But you guys let me know what you think about this topic, because to me personally, I just feel in 2018, we should be in a much better cultural progressive state. And I just feel now, and this is just my personal opinion, we are starting to retract, and things that were moving in the right direction are starting to move in the wrong direction. And it's going to be up to us as strong, intellectual, smart people to really speak out and talk about these issues in an intellectual way. It doesn't have to be done in a rude way. It can be done because you can be direct without having to be rude. And for our, you know, for all different voices, regardless of race, to be heard. Okay? So you guys let me know what you think in regards to that, because I'm very curious to know what you guys think in regards to the whole interracial marriage thing in America, because I have no issue with it, and it seems though, even though this story came out, interracial marriage and interracial dating is still on the rise. It is growing at a large rate, but it just saddens me that people just can't let people be who they are, you know? It's sad. But I digress. Let's get to our featured band of the week. And this is an awesome band, guys. They are from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Yes. Where all the good maple syrup is made. No, I'm kidding. Edmonton, Alberta-based Meddlers Forsaken Right released their 11-track Northern Saga full-length album, pretty much. And I'm just paraphrasing from the article that was written by PureGrainAudio.com on June 2nd of 2017. And with it, it helped further stake the claim that Canada does produce solid folk metal. And yeah, definitely go check out that album, man. The Northern Saga, very kick-ass. Some really good stuff. But guys, I'm going to leave you with a little thing that I like to call something to think about. Okay? So, today we're talking all about, I can't believe that there's 20% of people out there who feel that interracial marriage is morally wrong. And here's my thing. Just live your life. Do not, like, I don't understand sometimes why people are so concerned with issues that have nothing to do with them. If it doesn't affect you, just live your life. There's nothing wrong with having your opinions. You know, I have very strong opinions. I have core values and things that I believe in, but I can be friends with someone who has a difference of opinion. Now, it also depends on the type of issue, because there are some things where I won't budge, and I'm like, nope, I'm not going to support this type of ignorance, you know? I'm a person that I recognize differences, and I'm okay with that, you know? And there's nothing wrong with that. I have friends that are white. I have friends that are, you know, Asian, Latino. I have a couple friends that are African, African-American. And there's nothing wrong with that, because that is what has helped me to become a better person. You know, I think sometimes in society, when we see projections or perceptions of a particular culture, it can make us become narrow-minded about something that we don't understand. It's just like sometimes the tension between white people and African-American people. I can respect, because I'm keeping it real, that yes, there were a lot of issues like civil rights and all these things that caused a division. But at the same time, we have to remember too that there were plenty of white people, people of all different races, who walked with us when there were all of these injustice issues that were happening. And there are many white people and people of other races as well today who are also standing with us, you know, as people of color, and are starting to really understand how we feel and the issues that cause us the discourse that we feel. Now, here's the thing, though. Okay, we still have to remember that America has a privileged system, and that certain races, you know, are going to have a better chance at certain things. But also you have to include the environment, because there are going to be some environments where, you know, a white person may feel uncomfortable as well. And that's something that I've learned from my experience personally. And that's why I always strive to do my due diligence, is I always like being in a place, if possible, that is an inclusive space that everybody can feel welcome to be a part of, you know? And a lot of times, too, I hear people complain about safe spaces and stuff like that. Well, guess what? There's a reason why there's a safe space. Safe spaces are not to segregate necessarily. They're meant to be there to have a place of belonging where you don't have to feel that you're constantly being attacked for being who you are. And I don't see anything wrong with that at all. I just want America to heal, and I want for this country to be a place where everybody can be included. Like, I don't care if you're white, I don't care if you're, you know, you're black or African American, whatever terminology you want to use, or you're Asian, or okay, the other group that, you know, of people we don't also talk about is multiracial people as well. You know, their voices are not always a part of the conversation, you know, because they're a combination of different cultural identities, but they're still people. So at the end of the day, you may not like me for who I am, but I'm still a human being, and I'll treat you that way. You know, I will. But I really want America to do better, because we are a wonderful country. And we have so much diversity and so much inclusion, so much history and so much knowledge. And it's a beautiful thing. And it would really break my heart to see all of that dissolve because of ignorance. You know, something to think about, guys. Seriously. But with all that being said, let's have some happy music. This is coming from the Northern Saga. Good folk metal coming from Edmonton, Alberta. These are my people right here. Okay. Forsaken Right with Hero's Path. The Hero's Path. And remember to stay classy and don't be trashy.
Show me these folks, blade to blade. Those who join the master of the day by day. The skills down low, far and wide. Still exists a challenge to everyone I try. Who knows where his journey goes? You ride the land by his hill and foes. Evil ones of village day. You will seek them out, smell their blood for pain. The beast will remain unchecked. Should they read the land, he will have their head. The blood grows ever on, oh, that great sky. We will best die.
Stop, he will hold his course, for the quest will